Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. As always, we're very pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday and your weekend with us and Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of KSCJ, we would like to collectively thank our longtime program sponsor, NAI United, led by Chris Bogenreef. Folks, I'm really delighted to bring a first-time guest to our airwaves this morning. Rick Plotty serves as the leader, and there's a title. What is the title for your role at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 231?
Thanks, Chris, for having me this morning. My role at the IBEW is business manager and financial secretary.
Business manager and financial secretary. And how long have you served in that role, Rick?
I've served in that role for almost 3 years now.
And how long have you been with the IBEW?
I am a 20-year member of the IBEW here in Sioux City, Local 231.
Well, congratulations. And we're going to talk over the course of this program today about the IBEW, the professional opportunities affiliated with the organization and the industry. We're going to get to know you a little bit better. And in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers' longtime sponsorship of the Downtown Partners Holiday Lighted Parade, which takes place this coming Monday in downtown Sioux City, right?
Yeah, it sure does. Starts at 6:15.
So we're going to talk about that extensively, but before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, Rick, we'd like to introduce you to our listening audience, and so let's begin with where you grew up.
So I'm one of five children originally between my two parents. I grew up in Remsen, Iowa, a rural community northwest of Sioux City here. I grew up doing construction work with my dad, growing up with five brothers, two sisters, the brother and sister were added later, and just grew up doing construction work, working with my hands, playing in the yard, you know, the typical 80s kid running around with his bike until the lights come on.
Absolutely right. We were talking about that earlier this week that, you know, in some cases, kids' lives are so structured today that they don't quite have the liberty that you and I had, which was you go out on your Schwinn bicycle with the baseball glove hanging over the handlebars, and you came home when the streetlights came on.
Yeah, they sure don't. It's unfortunate, but they have their own benefits too in that realm. So,
yeah, as a Remsen kid, I know the importance of sports. And before I ask this question, I think I join you in expressing our thoughts, concerns, and prayers with the student athletes and all involved in what was a really horrible car accident. Our thoughts and prayers remain with all of those folks. I know you as a Remsen native join me in that. At a difficult time of year. So be assured of our prayers. But transitioning back to growing up in Remsen, what a wonderful community that you call home. Were you involved in a lot of sports as a grade school kid?
I did some little league and some flag football, stuff like that. It didn't really progress to me. More importantly to me was just having fun with my brothers and building stuff. And I was more of a hands-on type of kid. And sports were good, but when you're not the size of everybody else, it kind of is a little tougher. I was a smaller child. I developed a little later, we'll just say that.
So we all learn those lessons, and I ended up choosing wrestling because, like you, I wasn't a very big athlete. I wasn't going to be a basketball star. I certainly wasn't going to be a football star. But at least wrestling allowed us to compete with other kids, substantially similar size and weight. But after grade school, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school here in Sioux City. I went to Sioux City East.
Okay. And were you involved in sports, drama, theater, or were you outside working in other environments as a high school kid?
Yeah, I was more outside working in other environments.
Did you have a full-time job? Not a full-time job, but were you gainfully employed as a high school student?
Yeah, as soon as I could start working, I started working. And I kept that job, I guess you would call it dedication, throughout my entire high school. Before that, I was even working with my dad. He owned his own construction company, so I was doing work with him when I was younger than that, too. So
you were probably busier outside of school than you were in school.
Certainly, yes.
Tell me about that first job. What was that first job?
My very first job was a bagger at Super Value Foods on Morningside Avenue here in Sioux City.
Yeah, I remember my first job. It was detasseling corn.
Yeah.
And most people don't remember that, but you used to go down to the Municipal Auditorium, which is now the Long Lines Rec Center, and a school bus would pick you up at like 6 in the morning, drive you 45 minutes to an hour to some field somewhere, and you did tassel corn all day. Yeah. It was a tough job. I think I was 14 years old.
Yeah, it can be pretty miserable for a younger kid, I'm
yeah.
sure.
So. There were miserable days. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Rick Plotty, who serves as the business manager and financial secretary for IBEW Local 231, also known as the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. They're the sponsor of this year's downtown holiday lighted parade in partnership with our friends in Sioux City, Reagan Cody, leading downtown partners. And again, we're going to talk about that in the second half of the program, but let's go to, you graduated from East High School, Rick. What came next in your progression?
Well, as most kids in my, at that time, were pushed to go to college. So I tried community college, a couple different ones. I did end up making it most of the way through that before I made a career change and decided to do a trade school up at Western Iowa Tech here in Sioux City. Upon graduating from that trade school, I indentured and joined the IBEW's apprenticeship program.
So did you find that the Western Iowa Tech opportunity guided you to be an electrical contractor or an electrician, or were there lots of opportunities and you kind of had to, hey, do I want to be a plumber? Do I want to be a carpenter? Do I want to be an electrician? Was that all part of the education?
Well, I think for me, it was more, I need to try the education because that's what I was told to do. And once I got into the education, I couldn't make a decision on what I think I would have been happy with for the rest of my life. So I kept going back to, my heart kept telling me, do stuff with your hands, do stuff that you enjoy doing, that you get satisfaction out of seeing when you're done. And that's what really drew me to the trades. And I wanted to pick a trade that was obviously skilled, something I have a desire to know, something that not everybody knows. So I just wanted to go into and learn something that was technical. So I decided on electrician inevitably.
You know, Rick, you make such an interesting point about knowing what your contribution was and enjoying a profession that allows you to look at what's been accomplished and to look what lies ahead. I remember being a young kid shoveling the walk, right? You're halfway done. You can look behind you and see what's done, but you can still look ahead and you know what has to be accomplished. Same with mowing the lawn. And I think that's what you've described as your work in the trades.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, again, if you get that satisfaction, it's definitely something you should look into. Other people know what they want to do. It's not necessarily stuff with their hands, but like I said, when you get done with something and you're proud of what you did, that is a good indication that you would enjoy the trades.
So as you're in school and they're presenting these opportunities, electrician, plumber, carpenter, what made you decide to gravitate toward becoming an electrician?
It was the thought of trying to know something, first of all, different from what I've been doing. So again, I started out in carpentry and we did a lot of stuff throughout that. I mean, it was across trades. I decided to gravitate towards the electrical trade because of a few different people told me that would have been a good career and the demand for electricians.
So for a young person who might be listening to this program today, or one of their parents or siblings that says, hey, I listened to Rick on Grow Siouxland recently. His story reminds me a lot of you. Tell us about what comes after you complete that educational path, or when you first join the IBEW. You mentioned becoming indentured. Is that the right term?
Yes. When you join an apprenticeship, you generally are considered indentured when you actually commit to going through that program. So our program is a 4.5-year program. We have our own building in Sergeant Bluff where we do all of our training. It's a brand new building. We just built it this year, so we're excited to grow into that. It is has plenty of room for expansion for us, and the demand for electricians in the next 5 years is unprecedented. It's 80,000 electricians short nationwide for the next 5 years.
I've heard frequently from electrical contractors that the demand for electricity from data centers and Bitcoin mining and all AI, artificial intelligence, demand is growing, going through the roof. So this is a great opportunity, a great profession right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the demand for obviously data centers, energy production is huge. Energy production is what drives, is driving the need for energy, and that need for energy drives industry, and industry is economic advancement, right?
So if there's a young person listening today, maybe they graduated the semester, maybe they graduated in May and they haven't found their path yet, how would they get in touch with you and learn more about opportunities in this field?
So they're always invited to stop by the Union Hall on Harbor Drive in Sioux City and have a conversation with me or my business development, membership development coordinator. Craig Levine, and we would love to have a conversation about how the program looks, how you get into it, what's required, and the steps in order to go into that.
You've been in this field now for 20 years, Rick. Did you make the right choice?
Yeah, I'd go back and do it again. I'd only do it earlier than I did if I had to make any changes.
And that's what young people need to hear today. As is often the case, we hear so much about, you know, the college track, maybe a two-year school, maybe a four-year school. We hear also about serving in the armed forces, and there's nothing wrong with any of those paths, but the trades are becoming more important than ever, and now is the time for people to consider the IBEW.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a Powell Broadcasting Company. Our guest today is the business manager and financial secretary of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 231, right here in Sioux City, Iowa. In the second half of the program, we're going to visit with Rick Plotty about the Downtown Holiday Lighted Parade. And that event is coming up Monday at 6:15 p.m. We'll be back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of our program today, you know that my guest is Rick Plotty, who serves as the business manager and financial secretary of IBEW Local 231 right here in Sioux City. Of course, IBEW Local 231 is the sponsor in concert with Downtown Partners. For about 15 years, they have brought to our Siouxland community and families some of the best entertainment that we have kicking off the holidays, and that's the Downtown Holiday Lighted Parade, which begins at 6:15 p.m. this Monday evening. And before we talk extensively about that event, Rick, wanted to give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit about your family.
You know, so I'm married to my beautiful wife, Jennifer Plotty. I've been married since 2007. We together have three kids, one 24, one 19, and one 14, Lucas, Jordan, and Eve.
Very good. And is your wife from around here?
Yes, my wife also grew up in Sioux City.
High school sweethearts?
Yes, actually we were.
Happy to hear it. And so shout out to the Plotty family today. And we talked about the parade. Why has this parade become such a priority for your organization? Obviously, it's a perfect fit because you guys are the IBEW and it's lighted, but there's other reasons as well.
Right. Well, we're always trying to do outreach to the community, do something that, you know, brings us together, gives us a sense of involvement, togetherness. What better sponsor for a lighted parade than electricians, right? So in those two reasons, we always like to do good, and it's fully apt or, it's fully pointing at us to do electrical work, right? Lighted parade.
And you said it's been about 15 years.
Yes, 15 years.
And I do want to endorse this parade. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Whether it does or does not, you can dress warmly, you can have hot chocolate, but it really is a wonderful and festive way to kick off the holiday season.
Yeah, it sure is. It kind of gets everybody in the spirit, doesn't it?
And tell us a little bit about the route. I know that it takes place in downtown, but be a little more specific if you would, Rick.
Yeah, so the parade will travel along 4th Street, starting at Iowa Street, and then it ends at Nebraska Street, where Santa will light the holiday tree in front of the Sioux City Public Museum. And then after the parade, families are invited to say hello to Santa at the Art Sucks building at 515 4th Street.
And that's terrific. And it really is something that is established for the entire community to come together. And these floats are really incredible. People put a lot of effort into this. And I want to emphasize and underscore, it's a holiday lighted parade. So the sun is set. It's dark, the moon is up, and you see some really terrific floats illuminated at night.
Yeah, you sure do. We have our float returning from last year, but we made one major improvement to it. We added 6,000 lights to it this year, and it's not a very big display. So 6,000 lights goes a long way on it. I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's pretty cool.
So again, we want to encourage everybody to come to downtown Sioux City this Monday evening, November 24th. The parade starts at 6:15 p.m. The route runs from 4th Street, 4th and Iowa Street, and ending on Nebraska, and right next to the public museum. And so there's a giant Christmas tree that will be illuminated by Santa Claus at the end of the parade. Lots of shops downtown will be open, galleries available, and then there's treats for adults and children. Really a wonderful way to spend Monday evening. And Rick, I want to transition a little bit to our previous conversation. Thank you again for IBEW's longtime sponsorship of this important community celebration each and every year. Back to the opportunities that are available to people who may be looking for a career change or are completing high school, or maybe like you, they did a little bit of time in an academic environment post-high school and have decided, I want to do something different. Tell me why it's so important for young people to give the trade some consideration, and specifically serving as an electrician.
Yeah, so not everybody has to go to school. That's the big push right now. Everybody's saying you don't have to do it. You can end up going through an apprenticeship, take 4 years of your life to learn a trade, get a skill, get a license, and then you have zero student loan debt at the end of it, and you have a career that pays quite well in our area.
Well, and as you talked about a moment ago, the demand for electricians, I think it's unprecedented. I don't think it's ever been greater. I might be wrong about that, but I can't fathom that we've ever had the need that we have today for people in your profession.
Yeah, I mean, technology is growing in an unprecedented level. And like I was saying earlier, we have a need for 80,000 electricians every year for the needs each of the next 5 years. That's an incredible amount.
So it's not 80,000 total. It's 80,000 a year for the next 5 years.
That is correct. And most of that's being driven by the demand for tech and AI and all that stuff, energy.
So I wasn't a great student, but I do know that 8 times 5 is 40. You're talking about 400,000. Let's just call it 500,000 electricians. The demand is, there's no way it's ever been greater. So for that young person that wants to get in touch with you, tell us what their path over the next 4 years might look like.
Yeah, so as soon as they come in and we tell them what the path is and they decide they want to do it, the start of the application process is with our apprenticeship center. It's called a JATC. It stands for Joint Apprenticeship Training Center. And once they apply for it and get their proper credentials to the office, then they can go ahead and take the aptitude test, and an interview process follows that. And as soon as you start and you're indentured, it's a structured program, like I said, 4.5 years. Every year you progress in, obviously, benefits and pay. And by the end of it, you have 3 licenses, 1 Nebraska, 1 South Dakota, and 1 Iowa, and you're a journeyman wireman.
And so now we have, let's hypothetically talk about a kid that's leaving high school, okay? They're going to do 4.5 years with your organization. They become a licensed journeyman electrician at the end of that 4.5 years. Tell us about how the IBEW helps this young person or someone in a mid-career transition find employment.
So all unions are the referral source for labor within a market. So what happens is if you are a journeyman wireman and you're working for a contractor and that contractor doesn't have work for you, the union hall will find a contractor that has work for you. That's our sole responsibility as a union.
Now, obviously, that's not going to be an issue when we talk about, hey, Chris, we need 400, but rounded up to 500,000 electricians over the next 4 or 5 years. It's really a remarkable number. And I do believe that this is largely driven by the demand for energy. And I know that the electrical contractors have expressed concerns about power generation. So this is an industry that's only going to become better compensated in the near term.
Yeah, that would be my assumption as well.
For those people who might be mid-career, is it ever too late to consider, you know, you're in your 30s and you're saying, you know, I just am not happy doing what I'm doing. Do you see people mid-career come in and say, hey, Rick, can you and IBEW help me with a career transition at this point?
Yeah, you know, Chris, some of the what we're talking about here is anybody who is deciding to make a career change in their 30s, 40s, 50s, is it's not out of the question. We've had apprentices from 18 all the way up to 50 come through our program, And sometimes the best people are the people that are focused, know what they're leaving and know what they're going towards. And they can be some of the best students and electricians that we ever have. So,
well, Rick, in the final 2 minutes that we have together this morning, and I know this time goes way too quickly, on behalf of the community, and specifically the business community, I want to thank you and your peers at IBEW Local 231 for your longtime community engagement and sponsorship of the Downtown Holiday Lighted Parade. I also want to give a shout out to Reagan Cody and her team at Downtown Partners for all the work that they put into this. I'm going to give you the final word on promoting this event this coming Monday.
Yeah, so come down to the Holiday Lighted Parade. It's a spectacle. It's growing every single year. You will not be disappointed in the floats that you will see. And I would like to take a second, Chris, real quick to extend a thank you to all of our membership and all of our officers of the local union for all that you do to support not only Sioux City's community, but our union itself.
Well, Rick, I want to say thank you again. I want to encourage people to come out and enjoy this wonderful festival. You called it a spectacle. It really is a spectacle to see all of those lights. And you said you added 6,000 lights
6,000
to your float this year. So this is great fun for families and children of all ages, but a special treat because it kicks off the holiday season for our young people. And I want to thank you and Downtown Partners. If you would like to learn more about IBEW Local 231, Rick Plotty and his team, feel free to contact him. And Rick, what's the best way to go about doing it?
Your best start would be to look at our website, IBEW231.com. And you can get all of our contact information there, or you can stop by the hall at 5001 Harbor Drive in Sioux City.
Rick, congratulations on your new facility in Sergeant Bluff. Thanks for sponsoring the parade on Monday. I will see you there. And for our listening audience, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.